The Green Party believes the exclusive Brethren Church is behind postal drops of pamphlets criticising Labour and Green policies. Members of the exclusive Brethren Church follow a rigid code of moral conduct based on strong family unity, and they believe exclusiveness is the only way to keep away from evil. The pamphlets accuse Labour of having an uncaring legacy and say the Green Party is socially destructive. The Green Party says an internal exclusive Brethren address book shows five names authorising the pamphlets are also members of the church. Well, in a moment we're going to hear we'll get the National Party's take on this, but first the Green Party co-leader Jeanette Fitzsimons joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So you've got no doubt that these pamphlets were the work of the exclusive Brethren?
I have no doubt that all of the people who have authorised them, including the letter that went out a few months ago, also signed by people off the list, I have no doubt that they are members of the exclusive Brethren Church, and I have no doubt that the reason the address book was sent to us is to draw that to our attention.
Who might have done that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Have you been targeted by the exclusive Brethren before?
No. I met once in the electorate when I was the electorate MP, when they were lobbying over employment relations legislation, but that's the only time I have had anything to do with them.
Okay, you or the party have never been aware of them dropping politically motivated leaflets before?
No, I haven't, but I note that this has happened in the United States, that newspaper reports in the US show that the exclusive Brethren spent US dollars on assisting Bush's campaign.
Right, okay. If we put aside the issue of the accuracy or otherwise of the statements made in their leaflets, do you accept that in a functioning democracy, any group has the right to express its views during an election campaign?
Absolutely, and that is not the issue. There are two issues. One is that if they're going to spend really big dollars supporting a political party, they're...
No. Hang on. You say supporting a political party.
Yes, I do.
We have absolutely categorical denials from the National Party that they were involved in this.
I didn't say they were involved in this.
Thank you.
I said the leaflet supports the National Party, and there's no doubt whatever about that. The letter that went out a little while ago explicitly says vote for Don Brash. The leaflet says change the government in blue with a blue tick. Now, you can't do that any other way other than supporting Don Brash to be Prime Minister. So there's no doubt at all that they're supporting the National Party.
Which is their democratic right, correct? Which is their democratic right.
But not in secrecy, not with an underground campaign. They've been so keen to maintain this secrecy. They've had confidentiality agreements with the distributors, security guards to prevent meeting.
There's no law against that, Jeanette Fitzsimons.
The Electoral Act requires you to identify yourself if you are putting out electoral information. Our main problem remains the fact that it is a gross misrepresentation of our policy. Now, they've got an absolute right to criticise our policy. They can call us any names they like. That's politics. They've not got a right to put out inaccurate, false and misleading information about what our policy is and try and hide behind a cloak of secrecy.
Okay. In many ways, though, they've done you a favour, haven't they? Suddenly you've got something to hold on to when all the polls would indicate that National is running away with this from Labour and the Greens.
Well, I don't think it's a great way to fight an election campaign at all. We would like to be talking about our policies and what we're offering the country and not trying to combat lies that are putting everybody's letterbox about us.
Okay. Do you appreciate, though, do you accept the National Party's assurances they had nothing to do with this?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, come on. That's a smear in itself, and you know it. Do you accept the assurances from the National Party that they had nothing to do with this or not?
If they say that in the House, I'm obliged to take their word.
What if they say it on the hustings? Because you know very well the House isn't sitting right now.
Yes, I do.
Come on, then.
If somebody had spent all this money in support of the Green Party, I cannot believe that I wouldn't have known anything about it.
Okay, so you are continuing your smear. You let that accusation stand, as the Prime Minister appears to be.
This is not a smear. I don't know whether they were involved.
You have no evidence to suggest that National were involved, but you're not withdrawing the allegation.
I have never made an allegation. Labour have made an allegation. All I have said is...
Okay, do you back Labour's allegation, given that you and Helen Clark seem to be working pretty closely together right now?
I have not ever joined the allegation that National was behind this. I have just said I find it very hard to believe.
Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's the Greens Party co-leader Jeanette Fitzsimons joining us now. Well, the Labour Party, Helen Clark, as I mentioned there, actually says the Exclusive Brethren Church is well known for putting financial weight behind the Conservative Republican Party in the United States. She wants to know if Nationals getting the same treatment here.
I don't have evidence, but then we're dealing with a very exclusive sect here, and one that very little is known about. Given the way these leaflets have been presented, the consistency of the themes with the tax the National Party is making on the government, I find it very difficult to believe the National Party has not been aware of what's been happening.
Well, the National Party's Gerry Brownlee joins us now. Gerry Brownlee, what is the National Party's relationship, if any, with the Exclusive Brethren Church?
There's no relationship with the Exclusive Brethren Church, and we did not have anything to do with the preparation of these pamphlets or the printing or the distribution of these pamphlets. We were not aware that they were coming out and have had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I want to make a couple of points, Sean. Yep. I am very concerned about the attitude of both the Labor Party and the Greens. It would seem that the unions can spend any amount of money they like promoting the Labor Party, but as soon as someone else promotes a view that's contrary to that, there's some sort of a conspiracy going on.
Are you talking about things like the PPTA's...
PPTA, the Nurses Union, the Engineers Union, Public Service Union, that the PSA, that's the department itself, had to tell a department in Wanganui the other day, they couldn't distribute the sort of material they were in the workplace. You know, this sort of thing has gone on for years. Labor seemed to want one rule for them and another rule for everyone else. And I think that the paranoia here is just extraordinary. I mean, Helen Clark started out a few months ago saying that the National Party was being run by the Americans. Then it was the Australians who were running us, and then it was the Business Roundtable. Now it's the Exclusive Brethren. We've got 10 days to go on the campaign. Who else would like to join the queue? The fact is, the National Party is running its own campaign. There is a high level of discomfort throughout the country over the prospect of the Greens having influence on the Labor Party should they be returned, and that's causing this sort of reaction. And in a free country, people are allowed to express those views.
Okay. Do you believe, secret backers of the Nats campaign are the words that the Greens are using, including the implication that the Prime Minister is drawing. Do you require an apology for that, or do you figure this is all part of a pretty close election campaign?
I think it's... we get called for apologies, but for goodness sake, it is part of an election campaign. It's a robust campaign, and the issues are what we are sticking to. I'll make one point. You know, Jeanette Fitzsimons said that these people are hiding. Well, they're hardly hiding when they put their name on the bit of paper. You know, I'd ask, what's the difference between the individuals who put their names on these bits of papers, bits of paper, and Sam Neill, who stood up at the Labor Party conference and called Don Brash a liar? I mean, I think we've just got to get a little bit sensible about this.
Okay, look, I just also want to go back a little history. One member, senior member of the National Party, in fact, has had an ongoing battle with the Exclusive Brethren, Nick Smith.
Well, that's quite possibly. I'm not entirely sure of where that's all ended up. I know that Nick's life was turned upside down some years ago over that, and it was indeed the Exclusive Brethren who made life very, very difficult for him.
Have they changed tune then?
I have no idea. It would seem from these brochures they may well have.
Do you welcome their support?
Oh, look, I welcome the support of anybody who wants a change from the current government. I mean, the underlying theme here, of course, is that we must be only moments away from Helen Clark deciding that free speech is not in her best interest and the rest of us shouldn't have it.
Thank you for joining us. That's the National Party's deputy leader, Gerry Brownlee. It is-